Oh, hey there, bud.
We heard you like Dungeons & Dragons. Fancy that.
We're your Canadian neighbors, eh? Dungeons & Dragons.
And we just started season 3, which means it's the perfect place to start with us. Let me give you a little taste of the show.
How much is a donkey cost?
Russ, how much is a donkey cost?
The question everyone wants to know.
Is he ever going to give you up?
Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Orcus is going to rule all and he won't desert you.
Find out why Dungeons & Dragons has been downloaded more than 1 million times. Start listening to season 3 today, anywhere fine podcasts are found or at dumbdragons.com.
Here we go.
Broadcasting from Edmonton's majestic used hubcap district.
I just can't pull off a onesie.
No, neither can I.
That's not good.
Kids today with their inline skates and their long boards that roll over everything.
Totally weird and wild. It works, but it's weird.
You know what's underrated?
Ravioli.
God, that's awful. It smells like smoke coming off someone's ass.
I guess I'm getting the vibe here that a lot of people had these lofty dreams and no one lived up to them.
I get that feeling too.
Oh, it's so good to laugh again.
My God, do people not know I'm at work?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
I still taste a teen burger. I ate a teen burger like 2 hours ago. I can still taste it.
Yeah, the old.
And that's not a complaint.
The breakfast teen burger.
Oh, yeah. When A&W drops off a bunch of burgers for free at the radio station at 7 a.m., you don't say no to that.
Except for me. Not that I don't like teen burgers.
Now you're living a life of regret.
I know I am.
Not me.
Because I think they're all gone. I just went and looked.
Because one of the two of us is tasting teen burger, even at this very moment.
And one of us is...
It's not you. Not. I feel like I'm just stinking up this microphone.
It's
a good thing smell-o-vision is not a thing.
Hi, welcome to the Smell-o-vision podcast.
That'd be the worst.
Oof.
The gross. Worst.
Gross.
Oh, I did... speaking of food,
mm-hmm.
There's a post that's going... A little crazy right now. And we all know that when you go to like an NHL game or a major concert and you're in the big fancy arenas.
Oh, yeah.
Food and drink is not the cheapest option.
No.
It's insanely expensive and it's only getting worse.
Like crazy expensive.
Like how much is a beer at an Oiler game?
Probably 14 or 15 bucks.
Ooh-wee.
Maybe.
And that's before you do that tip that you feel obligated to do every single time?
Well, I bought, when I met you at that game earlier this season, I got there before you and I hadn't eaten yet. I was starving. And I think when I first walked in, I just bought the poutine. I swear to God, the poutine was $18. It was not, and then it wasn't enough. So then I had a slice of pizza. So I think before the game even started, I was 60 bucks into my evening.
Mamacita.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's this post right now. Some woman was at a game in Vancouver at their arena and bought these fries. They were $8, but then she posted a picture of it. People counted. There was 15 fries on the tray. Oh, and they weren't even that great looking fries. And it was $8 plus tax, plus that tip because those people make puppy dog eyes at you.
Was that a screw up though? Or is that just what you get?
I think that's just what you get.
Ugh.
Oh, boy. It is bleak. And I don't know why. Like, I wish that I was strong enough to be like, well, I'm just not going to eat when I'm there. Yeah. I'm just not going to have a beer while I'm there.
It's part of the experience.
It is.
Yeah.
You go to a game, you want to sit down, you want to have something salty, you want to have a drink, but then all of a sudden you're out $1 trillion.
Well, that night that I met you at the game, right before you got there, I was at a stand-up table on the concourse, and it was a long, narrow table. And I was just standing there eating my poutine or whatever and drinking a beer. A family of five walked in and stood at the table next to me. Mom and dad, I think, each had a couple of drinks, and then everybody had food. I didn't really stand there and do the math, but they were probably $200 or $300 into just the food and drink. It was nuts.
That's insane. Yeah, family night out?
Oh, yeah.
Forget about it.
It's crazy.
So, you know, this post is everywhere of these fries, and everyone's kind of commenting the same thing. But then there's a lot of people, who tips at a hockey game?
Well, people do because it's a service industry job.
It is. And yeah. I wish I was strong enough to just not feel even just thinking about hitting zero on the tip.
I know.
The guilt that washes over me
is terrible.
Insane.
I do the same thing.
I would end up spending $12 on those fries. Like, yeah. I'd be spending almost $1 a fry on
them. Do you think the Canucks will come forward and go, look, that's our bad.
Definitely. The most likely scenario. They're going to be like, hey, geez, we didn't realize this was expensive. We're going to lower all food and drink prices from here on out.
at least comp her 15 fries on the next visit.
Oh, it is so sad looking.
I know.
They're not even seasoned. Oh.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
They're trapped in your phone forever.
You know where you go for a good bang for your buck?
Where?
Loop City.
Oh, of course, yeah.
You're not paying outrageous arena prices at Loop City.
Like, no, if they sold fries in there, while you were... Oh, my God, is that $1 million idea?
Ooh, I would...
Holy crap.
I would get oil change fries.
So would I. Can you... If Loop City sold fries, you'd probably pay 30 cents, and you would get the equivalent of one of those bags of McCain's fries.
Yes.
For 30 cents.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So, hey... Greg, everybody at Lube City right now, add a fry machine. Take it to the next level.
Yeah.
So go get your oil changed, get some maintenance done on your car, get your tires swapped over at Lube City and have some fries at the same time.
Imagine those big bay doors just swinging open and all you smell is fresh fries.
Oh my God. That'd be a great smell.
That would get my oil changed once a month.
Now again, we're only dreaming. This is just a pipe dream. So don't go to Lube City and go, where are my fries? We're just putting it out there for Lube City to now run with the idea.
Pretty brilliant idea if you ask me.
And I'm sure you'll have no trouble at all getting a license to serve food in an oil change facility.
I see no hurdles.
27 Alberta locations? That's crazy. You can find the one nearest you at lubecity.ca.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
No shortage of stories of people being trapped and stranded.
Some of them are like pretty self-inflicted. Some of them, though, are just so accidental and just make you sweat just thinking about it.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
It's on the internet, where your Uncle Ron gets way too political.
Yesterday morning on the show, we were talking about that one time you were trapped. You were stranded.
I'm stranded on my own.
This is a good song.
Stranded far from home. All right. Stranded.
Yeah.
That sounds like the punk music.
It is the punk rock and roll music from the Saints. If you want to look that one up, it's called I'm Stranded. It's good. It wasn't until I was laying in bed last night and I was thinking about, why didn't we use that music on the show today when we were talking about being stranded?
I assume that was the entirety of the song, too?
Pretty much, yeah. Just kind of chugs along in that fashion for 3.5 minutes or so. It's a rock solid song, Bryce. You should look it up. Oh, this one. So when I was like 7 or 8 years old, me and my buddy were playing at the local ball diamond. We were climbing on top of the chain link batting cage, probably the backstop.
Okay.
Ended up getting my jeans stuck on a link and was trapped. Couldn't get loose. My buddy just laughed and didn't help me get unstuck. I ended up undoing my jeans and still couldn't get them loose. I ended up abandoning the GWG jeans on top of the batting cage.
Ooh.
And walked the 2 to 3 blocks home in my tighty whities. The walk home felt like that scene in Game of Thrones when Cersei had to walk through the city, having all the townsfolk line up yelling, shame, 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 shame. Steve.
Ooh, boy.
Steve, you paint a picture with words.
That's got to be confusing for everybody else, too, who walking through the field just sees a pair of children's pants.
On top the backstop.
On the backstop.
Whew.
Knowing something went wrong here.
This one is more of a trapped story than a stranded. This, I used to think about this all the time because I used to think, oh, how cool would it be to try and climb inside the hide-a-bed? Do you know what I mean?
Like, oh, okay, when it folds into the couch.
Uh-huh. This is from Erica.
And be sandwiched in there.
My brother got himself stuck in our hide-a-bed couch playing hide-and-seek with his friend when he was like 12 or 13. His friend had to call the fire department to come get him out.
Ooh, extra points for the fire department coming out.
Oh my God, that gives me nightmares thinking about that. How about you? You want to tell your story of that one time you were trapped or perhaps even stranded?
I'm stranded on my own. Stranded.
Okay.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
God, everybody's got a good story of being stranded, except for Bryce and I. I was stranded in an elevator once for maybe 20 minutes.
Ooh.
I was fine, though. I was fine.
You weren't. That's not long enough to be picking a corner to mark your territory.
No. I was good. Somebody said, greetings from Ontario. Well, hello, Ontario. When we were kids, me and my dad and my brother went out for a dusk boat ride. Got stranded in the middle of the lake when our boat died. This was pre-cell phone, so we just bobbed around out there for hours. We all fell asleep and woke up when our boat drifted across the lake and started banging up against a dock. I don't know that I'd be able to fall asleep.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
If I was adrift in a boat.
No, because I'm assuming this is like a, you know, just a little fishing boat. It's not a yacht.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think I'd fall asleep.
Yeah, I don't think that's the most comfortable place to sleep. That would be horrifying, though, to be out on the middle of a lake all night long.
Yeah. Oh, how about this one from Jana? My tale of being stranded, early 90s, I went to K-Days with my friend all the way from our farms, about an hour north of the big city. A couple of country mice in the big city, that's what this is.
Drinking in K-Days.
I went on the ride that spins so fast that the floor drops out, the Gravitron, and I was so sick. I went to the bathroom and then went and sat and was watching the dog show. The super dogs, they make everybody feel better. Apparently, my friend and her family couldn't find me, so they left me there.
Makes sense.
No cell phones. My dad was not home. I did not get a hold of him until later that evening. And when he answered, I just started bawling. And he had to drive all the way back into town to get me. I still don't like going to K-Days. Jana. Jana is obviously scarred. But that other family, they're just like, well, I guess we'll just leave. They didn't send out a search party or anything.
90s were a different time,
I guess.
You know, they're just like, you know what? Got to grow up sometime.
Yeah. Oh, well, we lost another neighbor kid.
Stick out your thumb. Find your own way home.
Take the Shoelace Express.
Oh, yes. This is the Garner Andrew Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
Wow.
Listen to this one, Bryce Kelly. Listen to this one.
It better be good.
This is from Greg. I met a girl from Toronto while I was on vacation in Mexico. After the trip, we decided to try and date.
Oh, mama.
So one week, I decided to skip work on a Thursday and Friday. And I spent the last bit of money I had to fly all the way to Toronto and stay with her for 5 days.
Oh, baby.
On day two, she decided to end things and kick me out of her Mississauga apartment.
Oh, that's not so good.
I had $20.
Well, good news is Toronto's a cheap town.
I had to hitchhike to the airport because I had nowhere to go, and then I had to spend 3 days living and sleeping at the airport.
Ooh.
It was horrible. I survived on corn nuts and tap water until my flight.
Three days at Pearson International Airport. That's probably still not enough to enjoy all the sights.
Oh, no, there's so many corners of that airport, Canada's busiest airport.
Wow, 3 days.
Corn nuts and tap water, isn't that the name of your one-man show?
That's what the name me and my best buddy danced under.
Yeah.
In college.
Were you corn nuts or tap water?
I was tap water.
Yeah. You know what? Think about this for a second and poor Greg's story. Do you remember back in the 90s or was it the 80s? Block parent? Like the block,
You
put that sign in your front window so if a kid was in trouble, you know, they could just bang on your door and take shelter.
Oh, man. I forgot about that.
There needs to be a version of Block Parent, but for the brokenhearted. You know, like this person.
Oh,
you
know, I see.
Flew to Toronto with $20 and then just needed a place to stay.
It's just a couch in a quiet room of the house, maybe a box of tissue there to
wipe away your
tears.
Yeah. God, are we on to something? Block Parent for the brokenhearted.
Oh, that is a good idea.
Yeah.
Stay for a night or two. Ooh. Soundproof room so you can cry without judgment.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have to live on corn nuts and tap water. I like some of these stories. There's another person. We got another text from somebody who got stuck inside the pull-out couch, the hide-a-bed. Like they crawled up into the back part of it as a kid. I don't know if the firefighters had to cut them out of that one, but the other one, the fire department had to come in. Disassemble the couch, if you know what I mean.
I wonder if that's an exciting day to be a firefighter. You know, you don't have to go to a gruesome car wreck. You just get to use the jaws of life on someone's crappy old couch.
Yeah, that'd probably be a good day.
It'd probably be fun.
Yeah.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Let's talk about being trapped. Let's talk about being stranded. This one's kind of terrifying to me. When I was younger, I was out at our lake lot dirt biking all day. Then I decided to try out the quad. I was so used to putting my foot down to stabilize or do turns that I did this on the quad by mistake, which resulted in my leg getting pulled under the wheel. It flipped and I couldn't move for 2 hours until someone drove by and pulled the quad off of me.
Good thing it was a person on a quad that came by, not a bear.
Yes, because I don't think the bear would understand your situation. Like, I don't think the bear would gently lift the quad off of you and then make sure you had medical attention.
No, you, to that bear, would just be an Easter egg.
Exactly.
That they would then devour.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
A lot of stories of people being stranded in airports. Not as long as Tom Hanks in that one movie he did.
That documentary,
yeah. I was on a road trip in Cape Breton, stopped for gas and to feed our dog. Must have left the car key fob on our roof, took off. Suddenly, car's alerting us that the key's not in the car. We pull over in a panic. My partner accidentally turns off the car, and we are stranded on this Nova Scotia highway with no ability to drive. Had to get the car towed to a motel where we were stuck in Nova Scotia for 3 days because we couldn't find our fob or get a new one. Ended up having to ship our car on a freighter and drive back in a U-Haul with our dog.
Okay, that seems insane. There must be a way, an easier way to deal with that kind of situation.
I never feel more alive, though, than when, like, if we're driving my beautiful bride's car, and then she's like, drop me off outside the front doors and then you go park. You know that move? So she'll get out of the car and she'll go into the mall or whatever, and I have to drive the car and go park it without the key? God, I feel so alive.
Ooh, I've never done that. Seems dangerous.
The thing's chiming at you. No key, no key, no key.
You would think replacing it would be easier for this exact scenario. All of a sudden, you're shipping your car and driving a U-Haul.
I have no idea what kind of car it was. Maybe Nova Scotia. I don't know. Maybe they're in a Maserati. Maybe they're driving a Bentley.
What a nightmare.
Yeah.
I posted on Facebook yesterday, just people telling their stories being stranded, and I just saw this one. It's from Barb. It says, I got locked in a single-person public washroom in the Royal Alex. The lock broke. It was a quiet hallway, and I had my ear pressed to the door listening for anyone going by. Finally, a housekeeper came by, got my coworkers to call for help. The door was locked on both sides. A friend slipped my phone under the door so I could at least look at Facebook while I waited. It was a few hours before I was freed.
What kind? This was in a closet?
In a single-person washroom at the hospital.
Wow. Well, here's another trap in a bathroom. I was working on installing a new door handle in a bathroom. I put the latch on without the handle. I hadn't tested the door yet, so I wanted to make sure it fit by closing the door. I did this to make sure I didn't have to adjust the hinges or sand it. I trapped myself in the bathroom with no handle. I instantly went full force on the door and broke a brand new door.
Ooh.
Cool. Did it feel good shouldering your way through the door? I feel like I'd feel like the strongest man in the world.
It would be kind of satisfying for about 15 seconds.
And then you're like, now I got to go buy a new door.
Yeah, look at the mess I made. Ugh.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly and you on line 6. Hi.
Hey, I'm calling in about being stranded.
Where were you stranded?
So when I was like 10, my brother would have been 8. Our parents let us go to this like 2-week-long summer camp. Off the coast of Vancouver. So you have to take like a ferry from Vancouver port. I don't remember. I was little. And you go to this little island that's called Camp Potlatch. And when we were all done doing our camping and stuff, we came back and we're the only ones left behind. Our parents forgot to come pick us up.
They were, busy living 10, the right? sweet life without their kids.
Yeah. And so we're standing there on this. All I can remember is just a big concrete fort. There's nothing around except a little security guard booth thing. So I went to the security guard. So we had no food. We were there for hours. My brother's only like 8. And I'm just like, I have no idea how to get a hold of my parents. No cell phones, right? I asked the security guard, and you know, he doesn't have a cell phone either. So he had to like radio into someone who had a phone. And like he gave us his lunch because we had no food. We were there for hours and hours and hours. I still bug my mom about it.
Did they get the day wrong? What was it?
Yeah, apparently that we were coming back on a Tuesday, but they thought it was Thursday or something. Ooh. I don't know.
Yeah, that's actually some good ammo for you for the rest of your life when things, yeah. You know, just, oh, what's that? You want me to remember to empty the dishwasher when I get home? Kind of like the way you and Dad remembered to pick me and my little brother up from summer camp and we were almost taken away by the authorities?
Yeah, I'm still bugger about it. It's a neat little story.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate the phone call. Maybe that's what we should do is we should shift gears a little bit. And talk about parenting fails. You know, maybe you as a parent, or maybe your parents when they were raising you.
It's the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Well, this one time we went to Disneyland. I was too short to go on the Indiana Jones ride, so my parents left me with the ride attendant while my sister and them went on the ride.
Well, what are they going to do, not go on the ride?
I know.
Don't be selfish.
Oh my God, this one. This is nightmarish. When I was in grade 7, Halloween fell on a Sunday, but my mom said she got a newsletter from the school saying that the school would celebrate Halloween on Friday. Cool. My brother and I, in full costume and makeup, got dropped off at school dressed as Raggedy Ann and Raggedy Andy. My mom peeled away and went to work. Well, she'd got it wrong. Dress-up day was Monday. My Ooh. Brother and I were absolutely humiliated because, you know, grade 7 kids aren't exactly kind.
Ooh.
Eventually, this is, oh my God, it gets sad here. Eventually, I went and washed off the makeup as best I could and fished some sweats and a top out of the lost and found. Amy.
Oh, lost and found clothes. Oh, boy. My armpits are getting sweaty just thinking about that.
Yeah.
Imagine being the only two at school dressed in your Halloween
And you're
costume.
Dressed the same as your brother, Raggedy Ann and Raggedy with the red pigtails, right? Is that what they look like? Freckles?
Man. That is tough. And they're right. Junior high is maybe the worst time in your life that could happen.
So did you skip dress-up day on Monday, Amy? Or did you just get dressed up all over again? I need to know the rest of this story.
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Hi, you're talking about parenting fails?
Yeah. Did your parents let you down, or did you let your own children down?
I let my own child down.
Oh, no.
So, when he was quite young, he's only 4 now, he let out a cry in the middle of the night, but it was just one cry. And I thought, well, that's weird. I looked at the baby monitor. Everything seemed fine. So he went back to sleep. I went back to sleep. And the next morning I walked in and he had thrown up all over himself. Most likely when he let out the cry, so I let him sleep in it all night without knowing, and I felt absolutely horrible.
Did you tell him about it?
No, of course not. He's 4. He won't even remember.
Yeah, good, so because he'll use that as ammo. He will use that as ammo against you for the rest of his life.
Of course he will. So that dies with me.
Do you want to give your first name?
No, I'll stay anonymous.
Okay. Hey, I'm not going to take your kids away.
Wow. Okay.
Or am I? Somebody else. I learned to forge my mom's signature when I was in elementary school because she never remembered to sign any forms. It was so bad that the office admin staff would call her the day something was due. My mom would beg to fax it in. After that point, I just signed everything myself and told her about things that were important.
Thanks for listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast. Theme music by Garner Andrews. Guests of the podcast stay in the dumpster behind the building in the rail yard. Classy.